You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot, and it is Wednesday, April 27th, 2022. I hope you're doing well. Hopefully everybody you know and love is doing well. I'm doing fine, I guess. Thank you. First and foremost, of course, the podcast, the website, everything that is provided here is all done by voluntary donations, mostly by me. But if you would like to contribute, you can contact the website, me personally, and you can contribute donations to the ongoing work here, or you can join the Patreon, of course. I appreciate it. Well, I had kind of a strange experience. The last couple of days, I've discovered a couple of figures, pivotal figures in my life have died that I didn't realize had died. One was a close friend of mine that I'd lost contact with him, and I went to call him, and I found out that he had died of cancer. He and I were going through cancer therapy at the same time, back in 2018. He had pancreatic cancer, and he did last longer than they expected, but he did die. Really a beautiful soul, really. And also, I got to thinking about the quote from someone who's going to be the basis for this podcast. I wrote a post about this as well, but I do want to talk about this. You know, whenever I get, I get a lot of faggots coming to me, particularly who are stuck in heterosexual relationships, living false lives, you know, because they were too afraid to reach out and take chances to experience the truth about being a faggot. And also sometimes I hear from alphas who they get to be in their 40s or 50s, and then they suddenly discover what they could have had in their life in terms of worship and service and the adventure that they could have gone on in their life. All these people are living lives of regret, you know, and it's sad. It makes me sad, and I recently got to publish a story, a tale of success, where a faggot that I kind of was harsh with and said, well, you know, you need to either reach out and start doing something at age 42 or you're never going to get it. Okay, and this faggot did reach out and did finally have an experience. And you can see that post on the website. But most of the time, these faggots don't take action. And they just go on living sad lives, you know. And it actually does kind of wear on me a little bit. Because I don't want anybody to have to live like that. One of the reasons why I have this website is because I want people to live in truth, and I want them to experience the truth of who they are as people, you know, as a faggot, as an alpha, as whatever you are, you know. And unfortunately, the internet really has been even worse, you know, than society in general, because it gives people the opportunity to build false personas and to hide behind them and not ever reach out and do what's really natural to them, you know. And you're going to get to the end of your life, and you're going to wonder what that other life could have been because you didn't take action, because you were too afraid. And this all kind of comes back around to the second person I was thinking about, which was a singer who was on America's Got Talent. Now, I don't watch any of those talent shows. I'm not really a television watcher, but I had happened last year. She became kind of famous because she was dying of cancer. A 30-year-old girl who calls herself Nightbird. And she had liver and spinal cancer. And she was very thin, but she looked, you know, she's still very beautiful. She was, you know, and she sang a song on her debut that she wrote herself called It's Okay. She wrote it because she wrote it for herself because she was going through this difficult time and she wanted to reassure herself that, you know, she can, you know, stay strong. And so at the time it really resonated with me, obviously, because I had gone through cancer, you know, and I came very close to losing my life in 2018. I was within 2 months of dying of cancer when the doctors finally found my cancer, and I had a miraculous recovery, mainly because I was hanging on to my love for baby boy, who I was trying to rescue at the time, and I've kind of gone over that story here before, but you know, her story resonated with me, and her performance was beautiful. But one thing that she said, and I'm going to play that at the end of this podcast. I'm going to play her performance as a close. But one thing she said afterwards that reduced Simon Cowell to tears, which we all know is a difficult thing to do, really speaks to what I'm talking about here. And I'm going to play it for you, okay? And just listen to her words, okay? Here is Nightbird with her advice to the world.
You can't wait until life isn't hard anymore before you decide to be happy.
I thought what she had to say summed up one of the messages of my website so eloquently, you know, we have to take action. We can't let time go by and not reach out for the things that really matter to us, you know. She reached out really when it was too late. I mean, she was going to die. And she finally got up the courage to stand up and sing her song at the end of her life. Now, she died this February of this year. So just a few months before she was going to die, she stood up and sang that song and made that appearance before everyone and gave that beautiful message. And her voice is like now, it's like a message from the dead. You know, if the dead could speak, what would they say, do you think, to people that are living? You know, they would probably say, you know, don't waste the time you got right now. They would, every person who is dying wishes they had done things differently, wishes they could have another day. We all cling to life like you know, I mean, when you think about Elton John's song "Candle in the Wind," you know, like we're just hanging on in the wind, and life can be snuffed out very quickly, you know, before you even know it. And I think about all the faggots that are that have opportunities to serve an alpha, and they shrink back, and they shrink back, and they shrink back, and they shrink back, and they never try. All I've ever asked anyone to do that comes to my website is just try. I'm giving you good advice on how to try. I have made myself very available to try to help people who are willing to try. And a lot of people have seen success following the advice on the website, or my advice, or other people's advice. But the main element there is that they tried, okay? You can't shrink back into something that's not real. You know, Findom is not real, ultimately. Playing games with people online is not real. Making fake personas and masturbating is not real. You get a momentary high, but then you're back in your life again. You're back to the emptiness. You're back to the nothingness of it. You're back to that filthy feeling that you have. That's your life. It's all you have is your life right now. And you're sitting alone masturbating and like playing games and hurting other people online and being destructive or whatever. Like it's all worthlessness. I just think that I think about somebody like Nightbird, who had a beautiful gift that was denied the world because of cancer, which is terrible. But also, you know, she held back, you know. If you're a faggot, you have a beautiful gift in submission. Find a man that you can offer that submission to. And if you're an alpha and a faggot is offering that submission to you, treat it like a gift, because it is a gift. We all have gifts that we can give each other. You know, and I just really want you guys all to think about, are you doing enough in your life to make your dreams come true? You know, maybe not even just hierarchically, but just in general. Because I have lots and lots of regrets. It wasn't until I almost died of cancer that I decided to start taking serious action in my life. And I have made a bunch of mistakes since then, but I am making the mistakes and sometimes suffering the consequences because I'm reaching out for something, a dream that I have for my life from now on. And it's not too late because I'm still alive. And it's not too late for any of you because you're still alive. You're not lost. I think about my brother Amir, who's in the Middle East, And he is fighting and fighting and fighting for his freedom to be able to serve alphas. He's not giving up. He refused to give up. And he's going to be successful. Because he's going to keep trying until he wins. And that's how we have to approach everything in our life. Because we have one shot. And then it's gone. Okay. And it's not coming back. I firmly believe that everyone listening to this podcast or reading my website, you have a song to sing. Maybe you're not a singer, okay? I mean, you hear my theme song. Maybe I'm not much of a singer either, but we all have a song of some sort to sing in our life, whether it be service, okay, or whether it be some other accomplishment or some other way we can be a benefit in this world. Sing that song, you know. Don't shrink back in fear and cowardice. You have something to share. This website and this podcast and the other things that I do in this in relation to hierarchy is a song that I'm singing to all of you. It's part of my gift that I'm giving to people. There are other things that I do, you know, too. And even if people don't appreciate it, just keep singing it. Just keep giving it. Because it fulfills you. It's what you are born to be and born to do. It fulfills you, so keep singing it. Because once we're dead, we won't be able to sing another note. It's all done, okay? So just think about that, okay? Because the opportunity to serve alphas is, if you're a faggot, and the opportunity to serve alphas, or if you're an alpha, the opportunity to own a faggot and have that faggot serve you. They're precious things. They're divine moments in life that everyone should reach out for, because it enriches your entire life. It fulfills you in a way that nothing really else can. So you should reach out and experience it. You should take the risks that you need to take. Make the hard choices in your life to be able to reach out. If you're not in a position to do it now, find a way to get in a position to do that. Do what you can so that you can live a life that you can be proud of. So that when you die, you will be satisfied with your days and feel fulfilled. So that's all I've got, you know, for today. It's just, I don't know. I hope it was not a morbid message. I wasn't intending it to be a morbid message. It was a message of hope, hopefully, you know. I was inspired by Nightbird's message, and I hope you are too. So anyway, that's all I've got. I hope you are doing well and continue to do so. I love you very much. I'm going to leave you with Nightbird's song. It's okay. Bye.
I moved to California in the summertime. I changed my name thinking that it would change my mind. I thought that all my problems, they would stay behind. I was a stick of dynamite and it just was a matter of time, yeah. It's all-